Philadelphia's police commissioner is looking for a few good men, or to be more precise, 10,000 of them. Violent crime in the city has gotten so bad this year, the commissioner says police cannot fight it alone. He wants volunteers, men, to patrol the streets, essentially to act as witnesses, or as peacekeepers, as the commissioner puts it. A group of local executives and activists who worked on the Million Man March brought the commissioner this idea, and Commissioner Sylvester Johnson was receptive.
I see people being killed every single day here in the city of Philadelphia, mostly in the Afro-American community. So when you have men from the street that says we want to stand up and do something differently, we want to protect our own women or children, I think that's a positive thing.
Was there one particular crime or string of crimes that led people to start calling for this idea?
Yes, murders. Murders. Shootings. I mean, last year, the year before last, we had a 9-year-old boy shot in front of a school. Killed. No one came forward. We had a house fire bomb in the city of Philadelphia. Six people killed. No one came forward. We had a 4-year-old girl shot. No one came forward. The point is that we're no longer accepting it. The criminals, 4 or 5% is not going to control our neighborhoods no more. We're going to control our own neighborhoods.
What do you want a volunteer to be doing out on the street?
Well, the volunteers are just going out there as being peacekeepers. They're not going out there with the idea of any sort of confrontation. They're not going out there with weapons. It's hard for a person to commit a crime when there's 15, 20 men that's going to be standing on those streets. In the early 1970s, we led the entire nation in gang killings. Mothers went out there in the streets, and they made a big difference. Men can make a difference in our community, but just their presence is just being out there.
Are you sure that you can get 10,000 men who want to do this, who have time to do it, and who you actually want to do it?
I didn't make that number. This is the number that they made on the street. The people on the street saying that, you know, and I say it constantly, law enforcement by itself is not going to change the quality of life. In the Afro-American community, 85% of those that are being killed is Afro-American. We didn't ask for 10,000 black men. We asked for 10,000 men. If Latinos want to join us, they're welcome. If Caucasians want to join them, they're welcome. Our idea is let's get as many people as we possibly can. If we get 1,000 men that's dedicated, then we'll accept that. We'll accept whatever we have. We're only asking for 3 hours a week or whatever hours they can put in for it. And so far, the response has been tremendous.
Will these patrols have any kind of uniform?
No. What's going to happen is that they'll have armbands, but they will be well recognized. They'll have a roll call. And each captain of every district, the 23 districts, will be out there with them. And we will only work the areas where the patrol district captain says, here's where I want you at, here's where I need you at, and here's the hours I need you there.
Well, I'm just thinking, if you have a group of men walking around, it seems like there's lots of potential for good to be done, but also lots of potential for confusion, vigilante justice?
They're not vigilantes, they're peacekeepers. Some of these people are doctors, they're lawyers, they're faith-based people, they're working people, they're ex-offenders. Please give us credit that we're not just throwing men out there without the proper training, without the proper guidance, without the proper leadership. And I'm going to retire on January 5th of next year. On January 8th, I will be back out there with the men in the streets because it's just that important to me. And I will be with them.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Sylvester Johnson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
So that's one view of the plan for volunteers on Philadelphia streets. And tonight on NPR's All Things Considered, we will hear The View from the Streets. By the way, Pennsylvania State Police are also helping in the effort to stop violence in Philadelphia. State troopers began patrolling some of the city's neighborhoods last week.